One lesson small business owners can learn from the LinkedIn password theft scandal is stay current. The Wall Street Journal quoted an internet security expert who said LinkedIn's password security was considered state-of-the-art 3 or 4 years ago, but it since has become easier for a criminal to crack. Are you using equipment and software that was state-of-the-art 3 or 4 years ago? Even a few days old can sometimes be risky. I know a video blogger who said months ago that he neglected to perform a free upgrade of his software provided by his web hosting provider, and as a result, he was subject to malware. What can you do to protect yourself? Number one, upgrade. Make sure your social media strategist updates any third-party web hosting software as soon as it's released. You also want to always upgrade to the latest version of any third-party shopping carts on your site. Number two, change your passwords regularly. You've heard this many times, but if you still need motivation, then read this article at dbschicago.com about a man whose identity was stolen through his small business. Number three, be sure your browser is up to date. Attempting the general public to hack you to prove how secure your stuff is isn't smart unless you happen to be Google and can make the claim of owning the world's safest browser and can back that claim up with up to $1 million in rewards as part of a public challenge to hackers. Last year, many Facebook users were disgusted by graphic images appearing on their news feeds. The cause turned out to be a browser exploitation. Personally, I prefer Chrome for its speed, but I use Firefox on occasion, like when Chrome crashes. I rarely use Internet Explorer. But I wouldn't want to live in a world with only one browser. Competition, i.e. the browser wars, is good for the consumer. Keep yours up to date. Number four, get the latest OS. To the extent your budget permits, try to have the latest operating system too. Even as Microsoft pushes its upcoming operating system, Windows 8, expected to ship later this year, I know Windows XP is still in use by many small businesses and nonprofits. If you're still using Windows XP, all I can say is if you buy a Windows 7 PC, you can get Windows 8 Pro later for only $15. Support for XP is on the way out. Not everything online is Disney. To keep your business safe in the digital age, it's worth the extra time and money. For more, visit dbschicago.com.